If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thanks very much for that. Continue sending those voice notes. Sona Bolindani is an acting chief director at Sidibeng Health District on the line with us. Thanks so much for your patience. Good evening and welcome.
Hey, good evening, Kumeleo. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity.
We are assessing how the health sector has been doing over the past 5 years. You manage quite a big district. You are on the ground. And yes, we may speak high level at some of the things that we can see and read on the newspapers. Some of the people listening to this radio station have private health care. But you're on the ground. Your assessment of how we've been doing so far in the past 5 years.
Thank you so much. I think it's a fair one. And also giving 5 years, which is kind of in a prolonged period of more than 60 months or 60 months plus.
Yes.
I think you know that we're coming from the historic past, which I think a lot of people, they don't want us to go there.
Yeah.
Currently, we're having South Africa having a two-tier system. That is the private sector as well as the public sector.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that 80% of the population or of our public in the country, they are accessing services within the public sector.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have less than 15% of the population that is insured, that can access services in the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with those statistics, and they also, is the vice versa in the budget allocation and distribution.
Mm-hmm.
The public sector get less than 20% of the budget. The that is funding health sector in the country, which is saving to 80% plus of the population. So there are the resource limitations, which I think that led to the discussion that leading us towards universal health coverage (NHI), which perhaps is also a very global mandate that is mandated by the World Health Organization. I think. Considering those challenges that I just alluded to, I think we've done well. We've built a lot of clinics. We've built a lot of hospitals. We're revising a lot of these infrastructures that are a bit old in our facilities with limited resources that are also paying salaries on those and also buying the consumables that we're using for the patient. So I don't think we did badly in terms of the performance as the health sector within the association.
One of the things we need to do is to be very careful when we speak about the health sector, not to only speak about the experiences of the patient, but also the healthcare providers, because they too are citizens, but they also feel the brunt of the burden of all the stats you're just giving us. 80% of the public sector relying so heavily on the public sector. Kathy Siakamele is a nurse whose perspective I thought was very, very important. As someone who is a nurse, a practitioner in the sector, I think it's important to get Kathy's view. Kathy, thanks very much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pimelo.
Good evening.
Thank you.
As I was saying, you know, it's very important for us to balance it out. Yes, there's a patient, but then there's a healthcare giver. Your experience in the 5 years?
So far, as a healthcare provider, because there was a gap that we have identified, our public sector has a gap. And therefore, as a private nurse, we realize that we need to come up with a solution. And therefore, we had to run around finding where can we get the help. And so far, the Unjani Clinic, they have given up us opportunities so that we can provide the health care, especially in our communities, closing the gap, you know, that the government is experiencing. So far, I am happy with what they have done, because now we are able to run to partnership with our local clinics to provide the services that they cannot provide.
So now, but resources are an issue. It doesn't matter how much goodwill there is in the staff, in healthcare givers, in the, you know, the entire community of healthcare givers. With no resources, it makes things very, very difficult. Let's talk about the shrinking budgets that you're faced with and the fact that you still have to deliver good healthcare, quality healthcare to the majority of South Africans.
Thank you so much. And I think you are so correct. I think resources, we need them so that we're able to provide quality services to our patients. But we have adopted a strategy of doing more with less. I think not only in health, I think the resources are a problem generally in the country. Even I can even go beyond the continent or even the country. Let's say focus on our country. But we are doing more with less. And I think I'm happy that we have the sister there who's alluding on also on the space that is occupied by the clinics, the Wunjani clinic, that they are actually servicing our people and also assisting and beefing up the health system. But we are doing more with less. And trust me, as a person who's on the ground, I can tell you for sure, because much as we are also focusing on our staff through the EZT programs, because we want to have a happy patient. A healthy patient will only have when you have a happy staff members. But we're also focusing on our patients. We're also doing the patient survey that are able to tell us that much as we have these limited resources, the passion that has been shown by our people that are working with these limited resources is actually taking us through and above the line. And I think you have seen, Paula, even during the COVID time, the resiliency of the public sector, it was shown, it was out there. I mean, it was rare that you'll find a public sector hospital closed because they are full. We'll do anything to ensure that our people are catered for within the system. So we're definitely doing more with less, but we're also very optimistic that at some point when this NHI has been phased in, it's going to happen over time, the resource distribution will actually be will make a big difference in terms of ensuring that what we want to have on the ground, indeed we have.
So, of course, we've spoken about, you know, the benefits of NHI and that it's going to have to, you know, evolve itself organically so that people can get the benefits thereof. So your scorecard, Sonabo, I mean, it's tough being out there and also managing a district as large as the one that you're managing. Your scorecard on how we've been doing in the past 5 years?
We've built a lot of clinics. We built hospitals, we are reviving and renovating a lot of our facilities that's talking to the infrastructure. We've come up with a lot of programs that are patient orientated, like your health services mine. We're actually the Office of Health Standards Compliance assessing all the facilities. A lot of our facilities are NHI ready, they are accredited. Based on that and based on the challenges that we're facing and also our heads being above the water in serving our population. And I think I can fairly give a score of 7.5. Out of 10.
Okay, fantastic. Kathy, your scorecard, because yes, you have your own challenges, but you also experience us. We are also becoming increasingly unhealthy, making the burden even heavier. Your scorecard overall as well on how ourselves as citizens are doing, as well as government in the healthcare sector.
I would give all of us 6 out of 10, because this is work in progress. And I always say education. There's a lot, you know, if you don't have knowledge, you know, it's difficult, you know, to move forward. And therefore, if we educate about our health, you know, that exercise is not a better of, it's not a matter of we all want to lose weight. There is a benefit besides losing weight, there is a benefit. And therefore, our society needs to be educated. There is a lot of fast food that we are eating. And we say, as we are eating fast food, on the other hand, we are killing our health system. And therefore, we need to exercise, eat healthy, so that the clinics are not burdened, the hospitals are not burdened. So education.
Well, I really appreciate your time there. Kathy Siakamela is a nurse, and we also had a conversation with Sonwabo Lindani, who's an acting chief director for Sidibeng Health District. I really want to appreciate all of you who've sent in your voice notes, who've called in and given your scorecard. Tomorrow, Gugu and I will be coming straight from the IEC Results Center. We'll be doing this from 6 to 10. Do tune in. You are also very, very welcome to be a part of that. That's your election day, by the way. So go out and vote if you've registered. If you're not going to be voting, we'll also like to hear from you. Why didn't you go and vote? So tomorrow is not just our day out there. It's also your day. And we would definitely like to hear from you. It's going to be happening from 6 to 10. Good night.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.